Help.
Mine's going.
Not yet.
Stop. Good afternoon, Winter Park High School Freshman Jazz Band. Welcome to the FBA District 8 Jazz Band Festival being held today in the auditorium at Lake Nona High School. This is your Judge Mike Guinnesson, and you're set up on stage getting ready to perform. And I'd like to take this time to wish you and your director the best of luck. I'm certainly looking forward to hearing an outstanding performance this afternoon. Okay, looks like our selections will be Southern Cross, Red's Good Groove, and the Big Band Theory. We'll be getting our program shortly. Again, best of luck to you. Yeah, nice intro there. Play through those notes at the end of the phrase, trumpets. We're losing our pitch center. It's kind of flat tiring on us, going a little bit of flat. Good pickup there, saxophones. Balance those chords. Watch the top notes in that lead alto line. Do-ba-do-ba-dee-bo-da-ba-dee-da. Good job, saxes. I like it. Yeah, pop that end of two there, trombones. Yeah, I'm a little bit sloppy between the trumpets and the sax line there. Nice job, saxophones. Keep that background flow in the rhythm section. Play through the phrase there. Don't chop it, trombones. You know, nice written out solo. Don't be afraid to take some liberties with it there, trumpet player. Okay. Watch the intonation there. I think the style is very good. Rhythms are pretty tight. Okay, doing some really nice musical things there. I like your band sonority a lot. I like your attention to the style. And pretty much have some good concepts there. We're pretty tight most of the time. Occasionally we are a little bit off, especially on those moving eighth notes. Somebody's a little bit ahead of the beat, and you know, just make sure that we're behind the beat. You know, in that piece you have moving eighth notes. Do ba do ba dee ba do ba dee da, instead of da 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 dee, da 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 dee, which they kind of want to rush. You want to make sure you hold back on them. On some of the long sustained notes, especially in the trumpets and in the saxes, watch the intonation there. Some of those notes are just out of tune. I'm glad to see you tuning up here. But remember, how you tune and how you play has to be the same thing. Okay. Rhythm section was doing some nice things there in terms of focusing and presenting the style. Okay, let's go on to our second selection, which is Red's Good Groove. more on the end of the beat there in bar 7. Doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop. Emphasis on the weak beat there. Read those rooftop accents. I like the way you lean in into that 27 and 8, leading into that solo line at 29. Good. Come on, push that, pump that solo out some more. Got some good ideas there. Don't be timid. Make it sing. Across that bar line, Sax is in that background line. It's really neat that you're using a lot of soloists in this band, getting used to this, you know, getting used to this aisle and expressing yourself. I really like your soloists here. Love that string bass line, man. That's what jazz is all about. You know, when you look at a rhythm section and look at their function, you know, the basic heartbeat of the music is that bass line. That's the heartbeat, and that walking bass line in this has to be very solid, and I really hear it happening that way. Drummer, of course, your job is to keep time, but more importantly than time, it's to set style, drive the band, and make the band really feel the music. Now, there's a lot of things going on here in the saxes that I think the drummer could be, you know, helping them with a little more, especially on those accents. Something I'll suggest is that, you know, you give your drummer a copy of the lead trumpet line or the alto line and have them look at where the line is going. Some of the best drummers I've ever heard, you know, when I watch them, they're not just sitting there playing on the set, man. They're singing that lead line, and it's almost like it's a vocal thing with them, and they're interpreting it into their playing on the drum line. And, man, that just makes the band cook, and it's so much more solid when they can feel what's going on. So, you know, the question is, drummer, do you know what the lead line is doing here? And if not, you need to, because that will really, really enhance the drive and the spirit of the music within the band. You know, technically and fundamentally, it's a very solid band. You have a good basic understanding of the style. I would just like to have a little more drive and energy and spirit, and that's got to start in the rhythm section, okay? And if you could do those things, it would really be phenomenal. I understand you're relatively young band, and it's a great job for a freshman band, man. You got some monster players in here and some great soloists. So, you know, don't be afraid of trying some things and doing some things with that rhythm section. Okay. I said Big Bang Theory, but Big Bang Theory will be our next selection. Dup, 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 dee, doo, dup. Good. Don't rush there when you get louder. Boy, you guys sure have a good grasp on those articulation styles. Very tight. Just don't let it get away from you when you go to a little louder dynamic level. Yeah, kick that backbeat a little more, drummer. Try not to overtongue here, alto solo. You know, avoid the tucka 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 sound. You make the solo develop. Go somewhere with it. You know, I'm hearing some good dynamic changes in the brass and reeds. I really am. And I'm hearing some things that really open up, and I hear some things that are subtly low. Meanwhile, I have the rhythm section that's just kind of in the mezzo piano, mezzo forte range. Instead of letting it all hang out. Now, there we just came up. That was good. But, you know, you guys can play dynamics, too. Really push that band rhythm section. I can't emphasize it enough. Hey, what's really cool is earlier, as soon as I just mentioned rhythm section, you need to, you know, play more dynamics, get away from mezzo forte. I mean, like, almost immediately it was happening, and that was fantastic. Do it that way through the whole piece. Okay, overall, this is a really fine young band. You're a freshman band, and you are certainly well-trained and have a good understanding of the fundamentals of the styles in which you chose to perform. Got a lot of fine players in there, some real nice solo work, and some very nice musical things happening. Throughout the tape, I did mention some details. You can go back and, you know, listen to those. That'll help what you're doing, but, you know, I really like what I heard today. You play very maturely and got a lot of fine players and some real good training here. Enjoyed hearing your band a lot. Okay? Have a great day, and thanks again for fine performance.